Scott's Turf Builder halts today.
Howdy, folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. You have someone in your life you want to get KFC's new $10 chicken share with? It could be a friend, more than a friend, or even a spouse. It's okay. Be brave. Go ahead and say, I want to get a $10 chicken share from KFC and share a chicken with you. It's who you are. Don't be ashamed. Just head to a KFC and share 9 extra crispy tenders, 6 pieces of original recipe, a lot of popcorn nuggets, or 12 hot wings. And don't be afraid to be who you are. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFC's. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Hot wings not available at all locations.
It's likely not even a blip on your radar. Why would you care about Oral Roberts University, a small Christian school that happens to be in my hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma? But they do have a little basketball tradition there. 5 NCAA tournaments. They even went to the Final 8 back in the day. And for the last 18 seasons, they've been coached by Scott Sutton, one of the sons of the legendary Eddie Sutton. Well, Scott's been fired now as ORU head coach. See, they haven't won as much lately, but they really haven't given themselves a chance. In 2013, a man by the name of Billy Wilson became the school's president. And according to the Tulsa World and KOTV, Wilson told Sutton he was no longer allowed to recruit players with tattoos, and that each recruit had to pass some sort of faith exam to prove his Christianity. Like a good employee, Sutton complied, but he lost and was fired. Good luck to the next guy. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noko.
Spring is in the air, which means it's shoulder season at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino. Join us for a chance to shake the rust off your game at the year's very best prices. Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino is now open, and you'll save a bundle with shoulder season rates now through April 27th. Check out overnight stay and play packages and book your tee time online at bluetopridge.com or by calling 319-648-0044. Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino, Iowa's premier casino and golf destination, just south of Iowa City.
It's Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, where right now, select John Deere mowers come with a free Home Depot gift card worth up to $350. From zero-turn models to the new Excel cutting decks, John Deere gives you a quality cut that won't cut into your downtime. And that free Home Depot gift card puts even more spring in your pocket. Buy a John Deere, get a gift card during Spring Black Friday only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through April 19th in store and online. Gift card via mailing, rebate, see store for details.
So what do you do during an off week? If you're Joey Logano, you go testing at Daytona.
Figuring out ways that we can create downforce backwards, I guess is what we're trying to do.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
It's easy. That's what we all want to hear when it's time to work on the car. Like the AutoZone Rewards program. Spending $20 five times earns you $20 towards the next job. Earning savings couldn't be easier. No user manual required or online tutorial needed. And you won't have to call that know-it-all uncle for advice either. Just spend $20 five times and earn a $20 reward. Sign up for free at AutoZone.com/rewards or in store. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job sites? Oh, well, I guess it can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My List that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us, whenever and wherever you want. Get started at Ferguson.com.
With NASCAR drivers scattering like the wind for one of the few off weekends of the season coming up for Easter, a handful are delayed. Joey Logano was one of five drivers helping NASCAR try out some ideas today and Tuesday to help keep cars on the ground at super speedways like Daytona.
The goal is to try to lower the liftoff speed. So basically when these cars turn around backwards, it creates lift. And that's when you see cars get really light. And when they're already light and you get hit, you sometimes see them roll over, right? We've seen that happen.
Elsewhere today, Team Penske's appeal of crew chief Paul Wolf's suspension was denied after those post-race violations at Phoenix. He'll miss the next two races atop Brad Keselowski's pit box. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back with you on this Wednesday, April 12th edition of the Todd Brummelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn. On the other side of the glass in the penalty box, we have Kyle Mann with us this evening, and he is itching to get ready to give away a pair of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. I should say the Kane County Cougars next Friday night. The Timber Rattlers are next in beginning a three-game homestand tomorrow, but the tickets we'll be playing for later on tonight are for next Friday's game between the Cougars and the Colonels. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club night. And speaking of Z102.9, our friends down the hall at Schulte and Swan, it's not even called that anymore, but the Schulte and Swan prom is still around for one more season as we say a fond farewell to our good friend Rick Swan, who is graduating and moving down the hall to the all-new Rob FM. It's a great radio station. I highly recommend that you check it out. I actually listen to it almost as much, if not more so, than ESPN programming now. Schulte and Swan prom is going to be next Saturday night, April 22nd, at the DoubleTree by Hilton in downtown Cedar Rapids. Tickets are available all over Cedar Rapids, various locations. You can't just go into a random building and get one, but they are $20 cash only. The Schulte and Swan prom next Saturday night. If you're looking for something to do, if you're looking for an excuse to get dressed up, maybe get that powder blue tuxedo out of the closet, dust off the mothballs, that extra lacy bridesmaid's dress that your wife or girlfriend has only worn one time in her life, and it's just sitting in the closet. And why not join us and have a little fun? Have you ever been to prom, Alex?
Twice.
Schulte and Swan prom, not actual prom.
No, I've been to the Schulte and Swan prom twice now.
Okay. You'd describe it as a good time.
Absolutely.
And not just because you're being paid to do so.
Of course.
Exactly. All joking aside, we do have a good time when we're there. There is booze. Unlike most of your high school proms. I say most because I have a feeling, knowing some of the people who listen to KGYM in the afternoons, some of the people out there listening definitely had booze and maybe something a little extra at their proms back in the day. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. It is the final night of the regular season for the NBA. We have Indiana and Atlanta coming up on all three of our frequencies tonight. The Pacers playing host to the Hawks, and that is a key game as far as the playoff race is shaping up. There's intrigue at the top in the East among the Cavaliers and the Celtics as they're fighting for the number one overall seed, and then there is intrigue at the bottom as well, as the Pacers are one of the three teams, including the Heat and the Bulls, that are vying for two spots.
As a Bulls fan out there, and I know we have to, we're not going to
have an NBA team.
I at one point followed the Bulls because my first radio show at KRUI was strictly about the Bulls. But no, I do not.
So you followed a team only because you had to for a radio show.
That's devotion, right?
You wouldn't be the first person that's had to.
That's true.
Do that. But the show was just about the Bulls. It wasn't
just
about anything.
The Bulls.
No
riveting
other
radio,
other Chicago teams.
No.
And this was not, well, obviously you're too young. This wasn't during the Jordan Pippen era.
No.
This was recently.
This
when
was,
they weren't very good.
Actually, this was the MVP Derrick Rose year.
Well,
so they were pretty good.
At least you had that to talk about. Did you ever have Casey Johnson on the program from the Chicago Tribune?
No, we did not.
He joins us every once in a while here on KGYM to talk Chicago Bulls and NBA. I don't know what this is, by the way, before we get to the 6 o'clock showdown, but PJ Fleck, Minnesota's football coach, has tweeted out a logo for something called the Elite Egg Extravaganza.
Is his team having an Easter egg hunt?
It's got to be some sort of Easter egg hunt. The logo is a hybrid of the row the boat oars, except at the top, they're bunny ears instead of the boat oar. And then there is an Easter egg in the middle of this shield-like logo. And as I tweeted at Todd Brommelkamp on Twitter, you can give me a follow if you're so inclined. I don't know what this is. I don't know anything about this. But I'm getting really excited because it's going to upset a lot of people. They are going to get worked up about PJ Fleck doing something that looks to be like it may be out of the ordinary or fun or lighthearted.
Well,
because there's a segment of the population, and I'm not just talking about Iowa fans. I'm talking about people who just they don't like PJ Fleck. They think he's a carny. They think he's a guy who comes in and writes checks with his mouth that he can't cash. I think he's a good football coach, and I think he understands you're dealing with 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, and they're his audience, not the 26, 32-year-old guy who's sitting at home on Twitter or watching games on TV rooting for another team that view PJ Fleck as sort of a fly-by-night guy.
No, he doesn't care at all what those people think. He cares about, yeah, like you talk about, recruits and fans. And he's one of those guys, if he's your coach, you buy into that.
I bet there's
Minnesota
not going to be
fans love that.
I bet there's not going to be any booze-filled eggs at
probably
whatever
not.
This is. I'm a little disappointed right now because the folks on Twitter haven't exactly jumped to making snarky comments on it. I like PJ Fleck. I'm on record as saying I think his addition to the Big Ten is going to make life very troublesome for the likes of Kirk Ferentz and the rest of the Big Ten West coaches, because PJ Fleck connects with a lot of kids, and he's young enough that he embraces the culture of today's youth football players. And if he can't get it done at Minnesota, I don't think very many people can. Now, there are some people in the Twin Cities that compare him to Tim Brewster, former Minnesota coach who was a lot of bluster and had very few results on the field to speak of, and that's why they wound up replacing him with Jerry Kill. I think Fleck is going to get it done. Maybe not in year one, but this will be fantastic moving forward. I can promise you, as I believe you can as well, that there are no PJ Fleck-related questions on the 6 o'clock showdown tonight. And I'm very excited for this. Kyle Mann, our associate producer, knows what he is looking to accomplish here with the showdown. We have given a facelift to the 6 o'clock showdown. The phone number to call right now is 319-366-1600. That's 366-1600. We'll take callers number 1 and 2. If you're the first caller, you get the benefit of the doubt. You get to choose whether you're on my team or whether you will answer Alex's questions. The second caller gets stuck with whoever's left. 366-1600. It's
coming! Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld,
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
As we await our second contestant at 366-1600, we've got Sean in Marion on hold. And contestant number 2 is coming up here. I believe Sean is going to be with me on this historic evening, the first 6 o'clock showdown post-APC. Sean, go ahead and turn your radio down there in the background. That'll cause some problems moving forward. And David is going to be with Alex. David in Solon, as we wait for Kyle to get David locked into the system so we can continue on here. 7 questions, 60 seconds, and God help us if there's a tie at the end, which happens every so often. There is a pair of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels on the line next Friday night against the Kane County Cougars. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club Night. $6 gets you the mug and your first beer. And then it's $3 refills all evening long.
So who starts here? We don't have a record of I'm not taking over Tyler's legacy at all.
No. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cede the honors to you and David. How about that?
That sounds great. David, do you have any questions as to how this works?
Nope.
All right. Well, we'll give you 7 questions. Your 60 seconds starts right now. Which NHL team did not make the playoffs? So this is multiple choice. Chicago, St. Louis, Minnesota, or Dallas?
Dallas.
That's correct.
Which National League team is affiliated with the Midwest League's Wisconsin Timber Rattlers?
The Brewers.
What Jay Gale's band song is often heard at Carver Hawkeye Arena and in-game advertisement? What MLB team is facing pressure to change its logo?
The Indians.
What NFL team did Iowa's Ken O'Keefe work for before returning to the Hawkeyes?
Pat.
How many wins does the Iowa baseball team have this season?
20.
According to Athlon Sports, which Big Ten team faces the toughest schedule in 2017? Purdue, Maryland, Rutgers, or Illinois?
Illinois.
He got four. All right.
So he has four, five to win.
The bar is set, five to win, four to tie. Sean, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that you can do this?
Below five for sure. Not very confident right now.
Hey, I like an honest listener. I appreciate that. Is the timer ready, Alex? Okay. Who do the Chicago Blackhawks play in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Flyers.
Which team is currently in last place in the National League Central?
Cardinals.
Which NBA team needs a win or a Cavaliers loss tonight in order to clinch the number one seed in the Eastern Conference?
Celtics.
Which Iowa safety tore his ACL during a spring practice last week?
Pass.
Which Pac-12 player is the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy next year according to the Westgate in Las Vegas?
Pass.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels handed which Midwest League team its first loss of 2017 yesterday?
Timber Rattlers.
The Iowa Hawkeye football team added what Conference USA school to its non-conference schedule for 2019?
Can you say it again?
Who did Iowa add to its non-conference schedule for 2019 yesterday? Football.
You and I.
You were spot on with your confidence in being able to beat David. Sean, thank you very much for listening. Try again next time, and that means David in Solon is going to be the recipient of our tickets to see the Colonels and Kane County next Friday night. It is a Z102.9 Mug Club night. David, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold. Kyle's going to tell you how he's going to get those tickets in your hand. Funny that we mentioned the Cougars, because that's who the Colonels were playing today. It's also who they played yesterday when they handed them their first loss of the season. Sam Darnold of USC is the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman Trophy heading into this upcoming college football season. It was Brandon Snyder that tore his ACL last week. Tough loss for the Hawkeyes. And then he also missed who the Blackhawks open up with in the first round. They will take on the Nashville Predators at the United Center in games 1 and 2.
I am terrified to get into question number 3 right here. Did I mispronounce the name of this band?
You did. It's the Jay Giles Band.
I said Gales.
Jay Giles, who passed away yesterday. I believe he was 70 years old. Jay Giles Band. What Jay Giles Band song is part of an in-game promotion at Carver Hawkeye Arena?
Freeze Frame.
Freeze Frame. I believe it's a local bank that sponsors that. One that doesn't spend any money here with us, so we won't mention their name.
And according to Athlon Sports, which Big Ten team faces the toughest schedule in 2017?
We mentioned this in hour number one. I like to try to do this. It's our very own Easter egg hunt.
The Maryland
on
Terrapins.
Wednesdays. Athlon Sports had 4 Big Ten teams inside the top 10 as far as toughest schedules go. But Maryland, with the absolute toughest schedule, non-conference and Big Ten included, they were at the top of the list.
And what NFL team did Iowa's Ken O'Keefe work for before returning to the Hawkeyes? That would be the Miami Dolphins.
Spent, believe, 5 years there, and spent last year working as basically the NFL equivalent of sort of an intern or a graduate assistant. Those were, in no uncertain terms, how he described the job.
A non-coaching role.
A non-coaching role where he broke down the following week's opponent. So say they're playing the Bears this week and the Packers next week, he would be looking at the Packers while the coaching staff was focusing on Chicago. And speaking of Chicago, I don't know if anybody got the chance to watch the docuseries last night on ESPN. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, We the Fans.
It just didn't hold my interest.
It didn't.
I don't know. I thought that it would be a little bit more investigation Coon-like. It would dig a little bit deeper, go a little bit deeper into these people's lives. Just a little bit too corny for my liking.
Well, when the team goes 3-13.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. There was a lot of, when they show the fans in the stands during this docuseries, it's all these fans are acting like this team has the potential to go 10-6 or 11-5. Oh, I didn't expect this kind of effort. Of course you did. This team is bad. We knew that team was going to be bad.
Bears fans, I want to harken back to the conversation we had with Dane Brugler in hour number one of the program. He's got them taking Mitch Trubisky with the third overall pick in his most recent mock draft. Do you want to see the Bears draft a quarterback with the number three pick? Or should they either, if that's their intention, trade down to get a quarterback and see what value you can get in return? Or do you want them to go in a direction other than quarterback after you paid a tremendous amount of money to Mike Glennon this offseason? Although, as Dane pointed out, the guaranteed money essentially makes this a one-year deal, sort of a bridge to whatever future quarterback the Bears would draft. Do you want the Bears to draft Mitch Trubisky out of North Carolina, or would you rather see them do virtually anything else? 366-1600. And again, this goes to, I wouldn't necessarily say scarcity, but that's part of it. But Dane points out that teams worry about not getting quarterbacks. So the guys that are probably second-round talents are going in the middle of the first round. A guy like Patrick Mahomes out of Texas Tech, who most likely would normally be a second-round pick or later, he's got him going to the Giants.
DeShone Kizer's another one out of Notre Dame. I think DeShone Watson is a first-round pick. I'm not a draft analyst, but a one-year starter at North Carolina goes number three overall. And I really like Mitchell Trubisky. I think he has a lot of talent, but he's in a spread offense under Larry Fedora at UNC. And he has played 1 year. That is a lot of faith to put in a guy to take him number three overall. And maybe it is maybe Mike Glennon is a bridge. I think he is. And maybe you bring him into a situation like that. You bring Mitchell Trubisky into a situation like that. Let him sit for a couple of years. Let him learn the new offense that he is going to have to change a lot of his tendencies that he had in college to adjust to the NFL game. But that is a huge, huge gamble to take with a number three overall pick when a guy like Jonathan Allen, who some people think is the best player in the draft, is sitting right there.
Mitch Trubisky to the Bears at number three. Good idea, bad idea. 366-1600. We're going to continue talking NFL football at the bottom of the hour, and Alex is going to talk about why his hometown is suing not only its former NFL team, but every other team in the league, as well as the league itself. This is a fascinating story, and it's one that has been brewing for quite some time. And it, by the way, what do they do in the dome now? Does it just sit empty?
Pretty much, yes. They had a legend.
So it's a lot like the Alamo Dome in San Antonio.
Well, the Alamo Dome at least has a bowl game. And yeah, there's not much going on at the Edward Jones Dome these days, and it's pretty sad because that held up one side of the downtown area, and now really the only part of that downtown area is near Busch Stadium and near the Scott Trade Center. So
St. Louis
sad.
Is downtown, essentially. What you're telling me, the downtown in St. Louis is essentially Ballpark Village.
I think that there are other places, the Laclede's Landing, Soulard, south of downtown.
Yeah, Laclede's Landing. I totally forgot about that place. Spent a year there one night with the proprietor of the Coach's Corner in Iowa City.
But the far north end of the downtown area is not doing so well. Because the Edward Jones Dome is a 65,000 to 70,000 seat stadium that just sits there vacant.
I like the idea of a bowl game. Host a bowl game.
I never thought about that.
You'd have to incorporate the arches into it somehow, I guess. I don't know.
No, I'm sure it would be the Anheuser-Busch Bowl or something like that.
Well, you're walking a fine line there with the NCAA, I'm sure. Yeah. But they would come up with the Clydesdale Bowl. There you go. And then you just make the logo of the horses when everybody knows exactly what the Clydesdales reference. 26 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, we've got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way. Plus, as we referenced, Alex's City of St. Louis suing the NFL, the St. Louis Rams, and all of the teams in the NFL. Don't go anywhere. Strong finish on the way tonight.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Canine Companions represent unconditional love, joy, security, and compassion. Honor them and take a bite out of cancer at the American Cancer Society's Bark for Life of Linn County, April 22nd at Guthridge Park in Hiawatha. There'll be a dog walk and lots of activities for your whole family to enjoy.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. And with their new bank house in Amana, it's easier than ever to work with a bank that's wherever you need them to be. Both locations have the latest things like e-banking and mobile deposit, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan. And that hasn't changed a bit. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Bank House is a division of Fairfax State Savings Bank.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at Austed's.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company and the family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for electrical and mechanical maintenance technicians right now. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
Hi, Patrick Eads, owner of Geary Ford. I may not have the biggest dealership or the largest inventory, but I can promise you a fast, hassle-free experience with the friendliest people around and our best price up front.
On over 100 sale-priced used cars that come with 3 months, 3,000 miles comprehensive warranty, and payments as low as $119 a month with zero down, or up to $6,000 off MSRP on new Fusion and Escapes. With more inventory, more financing, and lower rates, you'll drive home in a newer vehicle and have a lower monthly payment than you have now.
Experience the way car buying should be at Geary Ford Iowa City or online at GearyFord.com.
6:29, I just found out our good friend Tom Cakert from HawkeyeReport.com is at Wrigley Field tonight. He's going to be taking in the Dodgers and the Cubs. It is World Series ring night for the Cubs. They have been involved in games where they've watched other teams get their rings in the past, but they have never received them. As a matter of fact, go ahead.
I was going to say it's not replica ring night, though. The fans in attendance still get rings.
Ugh. But the last time the Cubs won a World Series, they didn't give out rings for the World Series. I believe it was usually either like a pendant or a pocket watch. And the idea of a ring for the World Series didn't become popular for another decade or two. That's how long it's been. And the Cubs, they've never handed out World Series rings at Wrigley Field. Because the last time the Cubs won the World Series, Wrigley Field didn't exist. Think about that. The stadium is 102 years old. And it's never seen a World Series champion except for the teams that were coming there to play the Cubs until this year. Kyle Schwarber, I like where Schwarber's mind is at. He says, quote, that this is the last hoorah and they will officially be turning the page on 2016 after tonight and focusing on 2017. So I like where their mentality is at there. 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Is it Big Board update time? It is. Midwest One Bank bringing you this Big Board update. Over 40 locations across the corridor. They are headquartered in Iowa City, where we head first. Iowa announced yesterday its 2017 Outback Bowl trip yielded a surplus of $6,000. Total expenses for the trip to Tampa tallied just north of $1.5 million. The largest coming from lodging and meals. Iowa also said yesterday that the official attendance figures from the 2016 season show an increase of 6,000 fans per home game. That helped Iowa rank 20th nationally in attendance. Four of Iowa's seven games at Kinnick Stadium a year ago were sellouts. Incoming Iowa State basketball guard Lindell Wigginton is now a five-star player, according to Rivals.com. He picked up his fifth star after being named the 23rd best prospect in the entire country. The 6'2 guard also has been named an All-American by Max Preps this year. The Cedar Rapids Colonels and Kane County Cougars closed out a three-game series at Northwestern Medical Field earlier today with an 11 o'clock first pitch. Colonels victorious for the second day in a row over the Cougars. They win 4-1. Homers in that game by Mitchell Cranson and Jalen Davis. Cedar Rapids back home tomorrow night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. They'll take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And the Iowa baseball team won for the 20th time this season last night. They beat Western Illinois 4-1 at Duane Banks Field. Hawkeyes now head to Nebraska for a weekend Big Ten series with the Cornhuskers. And speaking of the Western Illinois baseball team, I understand they stopped into Coach's Corner last night and had their post-game meal with Sean Ryan Brownlee, the former assistant coach for Jack Dom here in Iowa City with the Hawkeyes, taking the team to Coach's Corner. That's where we're going to be on Friday for the very first KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, featuring both the gym class and the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn, except for one tiny detail. Alex is punking out on the first road trip driven by Linder Tire this Friday. He's going to be heading to Memphis. It's Memphis spring game this week for your brother.
Yeah, I'll be heading down
there.
Final one. I'll catch a Memphis Redbirds game as well.
There are no more Coons in the pipeline. This isn't like Lonzo Ball at UCLA where there's a couple more coming up the ranks.
No, my little sister will not be playing football, but no. This is it.
Who do the Redbirds play while you're down there?
I believe the Baby Cakes.
Oh, they were just in Iowa, in Des Moines. They're taking on the I Cubs in the opening series.
I think it's the Baby Cakes. I could be wrong. I didn't check on this completely, but a friend from high school.
If it's any team other than the Baby Cakes, I'm going to be highly disappointed. Although the iCubs, that'd be a fun series as well. I'm pulling up their schedule right now as we speak because the world needs to know what AAA baseball game Alex is going to go see this weekend while he's on vacation. The Memphis Redbirds, by the way, you'll never guess this, but they are the AAA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. What day are you going to the
Saturday
ballpark?
The 15th.
Oh, no. It's not the Baby Cakes. It's the Oklahoma City Dodgers. So you might actually get to see some talented players because the Baby Cakes are a Marlins affiliate.
I'm not going to be able to see Yasiel Puig again. Nope. Okay. No, that was last year.
Julio Urias is with them. Let's play a fun game here and pull up. Let's see if there are any washed-up major leaguers on the roster for the Oklahoma City Dodgers. He just signed a deal. He just signed a deal with someone. I can't remember what team signed him to a contract. But this is always fun for me because I like looking over AAA rosters and seeing guys that when you see their name, you say, I didn't even know that guy was still playing. If the roster would cooperate with me here. They're actually managed by Bill Hazelman, a former washed-up major leaguer. Let's see. Oh, bingo, baby, right off the bat. One of Tyler Ryder's favorite former players, and I say that facetiously. How about this for washed-up major leaguer in AAA? Jair Jurgens. Maybe you'll get to see him pitch. Justin Masterson. Do you remember him from the Boston Red Sox?
He pitched for the Cardinals very ineffectively for a couple months.
He did, yes. They don't have Madison Bumgarner, but they have Madison Youngener. I don't know who that is. Bobby Wilson, former Cedar Rapids Colonels catcher, longtime major leaguer. They've got some legitimate prospects. Cody Bellinger, who's the top first base prospect in baseball. Willie Calhoun plays second base. I'm a little disappointed that they don't have more washed-up former major leaguers. It's a lot of younger, prospects.
We'll get to
That's disappointing to me.
I'll get to see Carson Kelly for the first time.
He hit two home runs the other night.
He did.
And I think there's a certain section of the Cardinal fan base that think that they will be just fine when Yadier Molina rides off into the sunset. Now, the question is, they gave him that deal, and you've got Carson Kelly, who's in AAA Memphis. He's not going to come up and be the backup catcher, you wouldn't think, for the next several years. So there's a little bit of an issue there.
Well, that's what Yadier Molina did behind, well, of all people, Mike Matheny. He came up for 1 year and was the backup, and they wanted to use him as Matheny's career kind of dwindled down. So it'll be interesting, maybe the third year of that deal, to see if Carson Kelly gets some time in the big leagues.
We're going to take a break here. When we come back, Alex is going to explain to me whether it's a good thing or a bad thing that his city is acting like a jealous ex.
Hint, it's a good thing.
Stalking not only its former NFL franchise, but the league itself and every other member. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Napa Know How.
There's no kind of rich like oil rich. And with the Castrol family of oil on sale at Napa, including Castrol Synthetic for just $5.69 a quart, you can load up on a serious amount of oil. People might even mistake you for some highfalutin oil tycoon. So head to Napa, where Castrol's on sale, including Synthetic for just $5.69. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/17.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times we solve a problem before our client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-471-4351.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-471-4351. That's 1-800-471-4351.
20 minutes to go before we turn you over to NBA action on the final night of the regular season. We've got Atlanta at Indiana coming up for you on all three frequencies, as the Pacers trying to not only keep pace with the Bulls and the Heat, but trying to secure one of the final two spots in the East. Cavs and Celtics also vying for the number one overall seed in the East as the NBA playoffs right around the corner. Stanley Cup playoffs begin in earnest tonight as well, although the Blackhawks and the Predators series, I believe, starts tomorrow at the United Center. As we talked yesterday on the program with Greg Wyshynski from Yahoo.com, the author of the widely respected Puck Daddy blog. If you're a hockey fan, make sure you check out the podcast at KGYMRadio.com. Okay, maybe we don't have enough time to do this, but I want to dive in here because I think this is a fascinating story, and it's right up your alley, Alex. But St. Louis has filed a 52-page lawsuit against the former NFL franchise that used to call St. Louis home, the Rams, who moved back to Los Angeles, but also named in the lawsuit are every other team in the National Football League as well as the league itself.
The league itself is, I think, mostly what this lawsuit is aiming at. And if you're not familiar with the bylaws of the NFL and the process for relocation, allow me to give you the guidelines. The number one guideline is you must work diligently and in good faith with the city that you are currently in to try to come up with a plan. And Dave Peacock, who was a former executive at Anheuser-Busch InBev, led a council of people in St. Louis to come up with a plan for what he called an outdated stadium, which was the Edward Jones Dome. And he was going to come up with an open-air stadium on the riverfront that was going to cost right around $900 million. So they came up with a plan. And the NFL for the longest time was saying, all right, okay, you need to come up with this amount of money. They'd come up with this that amount of money, and then they kept moving the bar. And the problem is the verbiage used here. In good faith, the team must work with the city diligently. Stan Kroenke, the owner of the St. Louis Rams, never once met Francis Slay, the mayor of St. Louis. Never once met with the mayor of the city that his team played in. I think he met the governor, Jay Nixon, one time, and he never met with the coalition that was putting together a stadium plan that would come up with a resolution to the fact that the dome was outdated. So from that standpoint, the city of St. Louis is arguing that the relocation was fraudulent on that basis.
Okay. So what? Are they looking? Is this a cash grab?
No, this is okay. They just want to put us through hell.
They want to be vindicated in the court of public opinion, and they want to embarrass Roger Goodell, and they want to embarrass Stan Kroenke.
I think the first part is almost not even a part of it. The second two points that you just made are 100% what they are trying to accomplish here. They were put through 2 or 3 years of work. They put time, money, and energy into coming up with a solution that would work for both sides. And I understand 100% that the NFL and Stan Kroenke wanted to move back to Los Angeles. And to a certain extent, I understand that. But there was supposed to be a process where St. Louis would have, for all intents and purposes, the right of last refusal, which is stated in the NFL bylaws. And their argument is that they didn't get that. They spent all these resources on trying to come up with a solution for the problem of a bad stadium, coming up with a new stadium, and they feel that this was fixed from the get-go, and I tend to agree with them.
But why every other team in the NFL?
It's just the league itself, correct? And because also this passed with a 30-2 vote. So you can... Stan Kroenke's proposal to build a new stadium project in Inglewood was passed primarily from the recommendation of Jerry Jones. And so the NFL and the owners passed this with flying colors. You look at the other teams that moved, the San Diego Chargers moved, Oakland moved. There was some opposition Not so with the St. Louis, the St. Louis situation, even though St. Louis was the only city out of those three to come up with a legitimate stadium plan.
Now, the story that I read earlier today said it's the NFL and each of its 32 franchises. So they're suing the Bears, the Packers, the Chiefs, the Lions, Vikings, everybody under the sun. And one of the other interesting things here is you also now have cities in California, Oakland and San Diego, one of which has lost its team officially to Los Angeles, and then the Raiders are all but sure to play in Las Vegas as well. They're going to be watching this with a high amount of interest, although the situations there, I think, would probably be different because San Diego, there was an effort to get a stadium built. The voters turned it down and told Dean Spanos, take a flying kite to L.A. And Oakland is sort of this unique situation with both football and baseball in that both teams wanted a new stadium, but they didn't want to share a stadium. Oakland's a smaller market. And ultimately, the NFL was trying to squeeze the Oakland A's, and the city of Oakland said, we like our baseball team, and we're not going to play favorites. And in doing that, the Raiders wound up heading to Las Vegas, most likely, in what's going to be a really bad stadium deal, but aren't they all?
By NFL standards, the move from San Diego to L.A. met every requirement. Dean Spanos technically met every requirement. He made a diligent effort to work with the city of San Diego. They didn't want to spend the money, the publicly funded money, and I understand it from their perspective, but once they refused to pay that, then he moved. So the NFL gives an owner the right to do that in that circumstance. And like you said, Oakland is a little bit different. They might have a case as well. But St. Louis put millions of dollars in time and planning with some of the most powerful people in the city to try to come up with, let's see, $700 million of publicly funded money, which they would take out of... Yeah, $700 million of publicly funded money, and the owner never made a legitimate effort. And I don't think there's really any justification to say that he did make a legitimate effort to try to stay in that city. And I don't even think that he would, maybe he would. Maybe he would try to argue that he made a legitimate effort, but I don't think there's any way to justify that he did.
Certainly a situation that merits watching moving forward. By the way, the Chicago Cubs have released full images of what the World Series rings they'll be handing out to their players look like tonight. And I have not wanted something so desperately since I was about 6 or 7 years old and standing in the toy aisle looking at Optimus Prime. I want one of these. But I don't have $70,000 and I didn't play for the Cubs and win the World Series last year. So I'm probably SOL. 10 minutes in front of the hour of 7 o'clock, we've got one final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. And we will end the program on a high note, letting you know what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. Back after this.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-814-2162. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-814-2162. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-814-2162. That's 1-800-814-2162.
Public Clearing Home is here at the home of Barb White, winner of our $5,000 a week forever sweepstakes. Let's go surprise her with the good news. Oh my. Oh well, I've never seen anything quite like this, folks. It appears Barb has let her lawn go for a few years, maybe. We'll just go around the side. Oh, well, that's not gonna work.
Ooh, is that Public Clearing Home? Did I win?
Yes, ma'am, you won. We've got the check right here. Just need to get it to you.
Walk by the wind chimes next to the bug zapper.
Okay, sure.
Okay, duck your head under. Oh, I can't believe I won. This is just so exciting. Oh, dear. Are you okay?
You have a moat? You know what? We'll mail you the check. I hope you have a gigantic mailbox.
I do, in fact, right next to my gnome nativity scene. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Need landscaping? Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. We got you covered. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Choosing the right internet speed can be confusing. 30 megabits? 80 megabits? What do those numbers even mean? I'm On Communications' new Speed Analyzer quiz makes it easy to find the speed you need. Whether you want to browse your favorite sports sites, play a game, or work from home, just answer four easy questions about your household internet usage, and I'm On Speed Analyzer will take the guesswork out of finding the perfect internet package. Get your results instantly at imon.net/speed.
5 times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had 5 times more winners, or a Sunday with 5 times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes 5 times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
7 minutes to go here on a Wednesday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our associate producer Kyle Mann, who most likely is hunched over Twitter trying to get a look at those World Series rings himself. 108 years in the making, Cubs players getting their World Series rings tonight before the 7:05 first pitch with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Brandon McCarthy and John Lackey, the pitching matchup on this historic night in Chicago. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com sends me via phone a photo of him and Clark the Cub outside of Wrigley Field. Clark still celebrating and still pantsless, but I have a feeling we'll talk a little bit about the ring ceremony and what it means for the team moving forward in 2017 coming up on Thursday's show. We'll see whether Woodja has survived the transition or not. Plus, couple great guests. Dan Hayes from CSN Chicago will be with us to talk about the Chicago White Sox and the predicament that Rick Renteria faces in his first year as manager on the South Side. And Cody Taylor from BasketballInsiders.com predicts, or previews, I should say, the start of the NBA playoffs. Tonight is the final regular season evening in the league. We've got Indiana hosting Atlanta. It's coming up for you on all three frequencies. The Pacers need a win and a few other things to happen in order to grab one of those two remaining playoff spots in the Eastern Conference. Big board update time as we end on a high note. Midwest One bringing you your final big board of the evening. Iowa announced yesterday its Outback Bowl trip yielded a surplus for the athletic department of $6,000. Total expenses for the trip to Tampa equaled a little over $1.5 million, the largest expense coming from lodging and meals. The Big Ten does provide teams with stipends to help pay for some of the cost associated with the trip. Iowa also announced yesterday the official attendance for the 2016 season showed an increase of 6,000 fans per home game. That helped the Hawks rank 20th nationally in attendance. Four of Iowa's seven games at the 70,000-plus seat Kinnick Stadium a year ago were sold out. Incoming Iowa State basketball guard Lindell Wigginton is now a five-star player, according to Rivals.com. He picked up his fifth star when the ratings were updated, and he became the 23rd best prospect in the entire nation. The 6'2 guard also earned All-America status recently from Max Preps. The Cedar Rapids Colonels and Kane County Cougars closed out their three-game series at Northwestern Medical Field in the Chicago suburbs today with an 11 o'clock first pitch. Colonels, a 4-1 winner. Mitchell Cranson and Jalen Davis both homered for Cedar Rapids. They're back home tomorrow night to take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And the Iowa baseball team picked up its 20th win of the season Tuesday night. They beat Western Illinois 4-1 at Duane Banks Field. Austin Guzzo and Mason McCoy, two hits each. Iowa now travels west to Lincoln this weekend for a Big Ten series against Nebraska. Very excited tonight, heading home and catching via the DVR episode 3 of Brockmire on IFC. That's the independent film channel. And if you've missed episodes 1 and 2, it's a funny comedy involving Hank Azaria and one of my college crushes, Amanda Peet, who sort of fell off the face of the earth, I think. She hasn't really done a whole lot, at least anything that I've seen lately. She is in this. She is funny. Hank Azaria is tremendous. And it's not for the faint of heart, and anybody under the age of, let's say, 15, 16. I don't know. It's up to you to raise your kids. You can let them watch whatever you want to. That's going to do it for the program here. Again, Cody Taylor from BasketballInsiders.com to preview the NBA postseason tomorrow. Dan Hayes from CSN Chicago talking White Sox baseball. And the possibility, I'm not going to say the guarantee of, but the possibility that Woodja has survived the transition from the APC to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And a big thank you as well to our associate producer tonight, Kyle Mann, for joining us. NBA basketball on the way.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider striking out?
Die!
It's time to bring in relief. Switch to...